3:20 here at Kate Radio and Afternoons with Aaron, and let's start some football talk. Of course, some more football talk coming your way tomorrow as we get you ready, for the prep high school football schedule tomorrow night. All our area teams are playing on Friday night. Going to be a busy one tomorrow. We'll talk about that when we check out your school events calendar before the top of the hour. Let's talk Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons football, Brady Neal, the head coach of the Knights, with us. And Brady, a good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon to you too.
Now, Brady, let's get right to it. Gibbon Fairfax Winthrop, the opponent last week, a 60-6 loss to GFW in Alden. Give us the recap of the game. I think they're now 2-0, and I'm assuming they're a pretty good football team.
Yeah, they. I believe, if I remember right, they have about 12 seniors on the team. Compared to, you know, we've got two healthy starters or seniors right now. I mean, they did exactly what we thought they were going to do. They were kind of tricky, but at the same time, they ran up the middle. I think almost all of their scores were running right up the middle on us, and we were throwing everything at them, and we just couldn't stop them. And offense, we'd get rolling a little bit, and then we'd stall and then have to punt it, and then they'd come right down and score on us. Second half went a little better. Same type of things are happening. We did have a positive. We scored. It was the last play of the game, but we scored. We got a lot of our younger guys some playing time, which was much needed, and a lot of confidence again. It was a loss, but there's a lot of confidence that we're growing. I mean, the kids gained a lot of it with the loss.
Now, Brady, do you remember offhand that last score? Talk about that. You said right at the end of the game.
Yeah, there was, I think, a couple seconds left, probably 30 seconds or so, and we had a pretty long throw from Landon Matson, one of our freshmen, to, I'm not sure, and the player who actually caught it here is going to say something nasty to me at practice today, I think.
Why is that?
I don't remember who exactly it was. There's too many young kids on my team, but they caught it, and we were kind of debating on should we just let the clock run out, and we had a timeout or two left and called a timeout. I think we had about 6 seconds left, and I drew up a play pretty quick and ended up being a pretty dang good accurate pass right to the front left pylon of the end zone, and Nick Corman, one of our other freshmen, caught it in stride, perfect touchdown, and unfortunately, because it was running clock at the time, the ref called the game because that extra point didn't matter. But we already had our play lined up for that two-point conversion, and unfortunately, because of the rules, we couldn't run that.
Okay. So did you remember that Nick caught the touchdown pass, or did someone just give you a note?
No, I remembered him catching that one.
Okay. Just giving you a hard time. Again, Brady Neal, head coach of Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons football. They got beat 60-6 by GFW to drop to 0-2 on the season. And Brady, what are some of the things the team has really focused on in practice this week as you get ready for the Buccaneers of a WEM?
Yeah, defensive-wise, they on offense, they run a lot of kind of up the middle, couple quick sweeps, and then they've run basically the same routes almost every play if they're spread out. So we've kind of been focusing on that, but along with that, just kind of staying aware of what could happen. Offensive-wise, we've been starting to pass a little more, especially now that we're down on some running backs. But at the same time, we have some running backs that are younger that are improving. They're stepping up just like they ever have all week, along with all season with the injuries. So we're continuing to make sure our offense is efficient and running our plays the best that we can run them, along with adding a few new special plays that we think are going to kind of catch their defense off guard.
Now, Brady, you talk about injuries. Are these injuries that have happened maybe in the last game or in week one?
It was week one. We were very, very lucky. Knock on wood, we had no injuries this last week. Unfortunately, we found out that both of the players are going to be out pretty much a significant amount of time here. But we, like I said, this last week, we had a lot of young guys that stepped up and filled those roles pretty well. Unfortunately, they're pretty big shoes to fill, but at the same time, they've stepped up and they're doing exactly what we've been telling them. And they're freshmen, and being freshmen stepping up in this role right now is going to be huge in the future.
Brady Neal, head coach of Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons football with us here on KATE. Waterville, Elysian Morristown, the opponent on the road in Waterville coming up on Friday night tomorrow. That's a 7 o'clock start. And Brady, after a two games, what have been things that you've liked the most about what your team has done and maybe some things that, again, you've really focused on to get better at?
Yeah, like I'm going to say all year, those freshmen and sophomores stepping up, that's going to be absolutely huge for our future. As long as we stick with the program that I've has been started, and I'm just keeping it going. As long as they stick with that, they're going to be a dang good team in the future. They've got a lot of good things, a lot of skill positions, and we've got a lot of big guys coming up too for the line. So as long as we stick with it and gain confidence and experience, in the next year or two, it's going to be absolutely huge for us. Again, with young kids, the things that we need to work on, just the little fundamentals, throwing it if it's fourth and long, just not taking a sack, or a third and long, not taking a sack and having it be fourth and long, throwing away when you need to, and then making just small cuts when you're cutting, and then getting those routes exactly right. And then on defense, we're just trying to make sure, you know, they're young, they're still not on the right fundamentals of tackling, so we're trying to get those down. But being a young team, they're going to do that these first couple years. So hopefully, like I said, in a couple years, they've got it, and they're going to teach those younger kids as they get older. So just kind of the fundamentals that we've been working on. Same with, I'm sure, all the teams in this area. Just little tiny things that we're cleaning up.
Again, head coach Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons football, Brady Neal joining us here on KATE. Again, the Knights are 0-2. Got beat by Gibbon Fairfax Winthrop 60-6. In their last game, they'll be at Waterville Elysian Morristown coming up tomorrow night. That game in Waterville with a 7 o'clock kickoff. And Brady, like always, thank you so much for the time. Good luck tomorrow, and we'll catch up next week.
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you very much.